You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Well, it's official. The Rockies have now lost 100 games in a season for the first time in their history. And they still have 5 games to go to make it even worse. So, yeah, split a double. You know, the good thing about it is people who are going out for this last week of Rockies games, the weather has just been magnificent.
It's lovely. It really is, isn't it?
I mean, so you can sit in the stands, drink a beer, talk to your friends.
Hang out a
little
bit. And
watch the Rockies lose.
Cheap tickets.
Cheap tickets.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Hey, writers out in Hollywood still have to vote to ratify the new contract that their board approved this week, but they have called off the actual strike. That means writers will be going back to work today, or they can go back to work today.
All right.
Of course, many actors are still on strike. The Writers Guild negotiated basically new residual payments so that they're based on the popularity of streaming shows. That means writers will now get bonus payments if they've contributed to the most popular shows on places like Max and Netflix and others. So, studios had initially rejected this idea, so that 5-month strike, that's what we got out of it. When are your favorite shows going to come back? We don't know. They still have to write the stuff, and the actors still have to get their act together. So,
go outside. Get some sun.
A, go outside. B, read a book. And C, there's a whole bunch of old stuff that you haven't seen anyway.
So, there you go.
Check it out. Did you hear about the Target stores and what they're doing?
Tell me about it.
Target has something like, what is it, like 1,900 stores around the country? They're shutting down 9 of them, and you're thinking, well, that's not a big deal. It's just 9. Well, I'm wondering if it's just a trend of things to come. They're not shutting these stores down because of low sales. They're closing because of too much theft. So much stuff is being stolen from the stores that they're just going to shut the doors.
Yeah. Sad.
Target says retail theft now costs them, these days, more than $1 billion a year.
It's really crazy, isn't it?
Not only
it's
that,
horrible.
But not only that, but violent incidents against store workers are up over 100%.
It's horrible.
God.
Horrible.
Not a good time to be in retail.
Sure isn't, man.
Man.
You've got to be a black belt to be in retail right now so you can fight
Everyone's stealing their stuff and getting violent.
Oh, man. That's horrible.
You know, if it's starting with 9, it'll probably spread if people can't behave themselves.
Well, that or they'll just start locking
stores.
Everything up. There's a few Walgreens out there where they have everything locked now in cases. Everything. You can't even go in and buy a Gatorade without having an employee come over and unlock the case for you.
God.
Or they're switching to that new model where you just go up and you essentially walk into a lobby area and there's touch screens and you order what you want on the touch screen and an employee walks you out the product. You don't even get to peruse the aisles. So
That's interesting, Jared. The thing is, we were talking a while ago about how Piggly Wiggly was the first grocery store to allow you to go in and pick up your own things. And before that, grocery stores where you walked in and did exactly what you're talking about. You told the person behind the counter what you wanted. They went and got it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, after 100 years of being able to get our own stuff, we're having to revert back to ancient times.
Circling back around.
Because people are asses.
Yeah, they are, man. It's smash and grab stuff.
There's a story out today about this thing called the girlfriend effect. Apparently, all these videos are going viral. A woman shows photos of her boyfriend before and after they got together, and the whole idea is that supposedly he looks better once he's got a lady friend.
Ooh.
Or a boyfriend, whatever. I don't know they're talking about just like the looks, but isn't it true that somebody is more desirable if they're already taken?
Yeah, it's that whole you can't, what is the saying? You
what is the saying?
What's taken or you want what you can't have type thing. You want what you can't have. I think that might be the one.
And I've always heard that psychologically, like just using an example of a heterosexual male-female couple just as an example. There are many other examples. But the example was that if a guy is in a relationship or is wearing a wedding ring, it shows that he is capable of being in a relationship, which makes him more attractive.
That he's a good
than
boy.
The bozos out there who are just looking to, for one-night stands.
Yeah. I was reading this story. It has to do, too, a lot with the woman in the relationship. relationship essentially taking over and making mm-hmm. him dress different, do his hair different, carry yeah. himself better because yeah. guys are dumb and can't do that. And that's a big part of this, I guess. All of a sudden, they're like, wow, he actually looks good.
Yeah. So I understand that part of the girlfriend effect, but I'm thinking there's a deeper. I'm trying to peel the layers away. I think it has to do with just showing that a guy is capable of being in a relationship. I don't know.
Showing up.
Whatever. It's time for people to start putting up their Halloween decorations. Some have already started doing it. Have you guys got yours up
yet? Yeah, they're up. Yeah.
When did you put your Halloween stuff up? In July?
Last weekend.
Okay. Well, there's a wildlife education group out there that's asking people not to put up those giant fake spider webs that you see.
Okay.
Now, we had one of those up year before that. We didn't put any decorations up last year, but again, we're part of the outcast. But the year before we did, and one of them was that giant web thing that goes up on the side of the house, and there's a gigantic spider, you know, that's like 12 feet across
yeah.
or whatever that lives on it. Well, these wildlife people are saying this is not good. Because a lot of different animals can get stuck in these.
Oh.
So they actually act as a web, and they say hummingbirds, butterflies, bees, owls, and even real spiders sometimes get stuck in these things and die.
That's embarrassing for the spider.
No kidding. The webs also are not biodegradable, so they are not great for the environment in general. So people are saying, stop putting these against your trees and bushes outside right. your house.
Pro tip, Halloween pro tip right there.
So there's that. And lastly, President Biden's German Shepherd bit another Secret Service employee. The dog named Commander is known to have bitten at least 10 other people in the last year. Wow.
Throw a spider web on that dog.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, here's a couple local stories that are popping this morning. A magical frozen attraction, let's call it that, coming back to Colorado after a two-winter hiatus. Used to be presented up in the Dillon area, but I think they were doing some construction where they would do the ice castles. So now they've moved locations. They are returning to Cripple Creek. It's going to be in late December, early January. So when it's really cold out, you know, they get up there and they build the tunnels and the caverns and the fountains and the slides and the thrones, everything out of ice. And it's really cold and it's kind of fun to go through. Quick, name
Great
one.
Family fun.
Quick, name one activity you'll never catch Dom at. So anyway, the ice.
But it sounds, I support it for the fun that it brings.
They got different LED lights and stuff, and it looks really pretty. So actually, you know what? The tickets, they say, go on sale November 28th. They sell out super quick. I might try to get into this because I've actually never done it. I've lived here my whole life, and it might be kind of fun to take the kids up to that. So this year, Ice Castle's returning, Cripple Creek. More information online. And the Denver City budget has added $2 million to the budget for pickleball. First time in Denver's history that pickleball has been added to the city's budget.
What are they spending the money on?
They have heard the hue and cry from people about making more pickleball courts, more pickleball projects, as they call it. And then it's going to go towards employee salaries, property maintenance, other reoccurring expenses, probably lights and stuff for these pickleball courts. But they added $2 million to the budget for the fastest growing sport in America, Dom. People seem to love it. Nick Nack last night was like, we should join a pickleball court. She's like, I hate to sound like, you know, older than what I am. She's like, but we should do it. And I was like, I'm kind of game. I'm kind of thinking about it.
I can't wait till you get your first
dominate.
Injury, too.
I'm going to dominate.
Tay-Tay. Come in with your weekend warrior knee injury.
Yeah, right. Cracked skull. Tay-Tay's in trending this morning. She announced that her Eras Tour concert film is not just coming to theaters across the United States, but she went on her Instagrams and said that it's going to be released worldwide on October 13th because she needs the money, you guys. So she's really excited about that. And then I was laughing at all the merch that's coming out now on Etsy and, Amazon wardrobe and all that with Taylor Swift and what's his name? Travis Kelce, like sayings on him. I'm in my Kelce era. Go Taylor's boyfriend with a big football on it. Swift and Kelce 2024. Loving him was red. There's a lot of cute stuff coming out right now if you're a Tay-Tay fan.
Well, I know what to get you for your birthday.
I'm really, really upset because I had a solid line yesterday and I was going to post it. And then just this morning I was going through and I saw the meme and it was a picture of Travis Kelce. And the line was on there that I was going to use and it said, Travis Kelce scoring sixes on and off the field. Pretty solid, right?
Sixes.
Think about it.
Might need an explanation.
Sixes because he gets the points in the football.
I know
and
that.
And then people say that Taylor Swift is not that attractive. Relax, Swifties. This is other people. So this people say she's a solid six.
That's mean.
Scoring sixes on and off the field.
That's why I didn't get it.
See?
Because she's an attractive woman.
Now we puzzled it out. There's a handful of people right now going.
Thank you for
You're welcome.
Explaining that.
You're welcome.
To me.
Anyway, it's on a meme. Somebody stole it. Hey, did you see that you can get Shrek's Swamp House on Airbnb? The problem is it's in Scotland, but you can rent it out for a three-night stay in October. It looks just like Shrek's house from the movie. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook page. They're only offering it for like a two-night stay, like one time, and they are going to turn it into a museum piece or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's got like an earwax candle in it from the movie, parfaits and waffles from the movie, an outhouse, outdoor fire. But you got to take a look at the pictures of this thing. It looks spot on.
Did they say how much?
Let me look. Neener. Nah, I don't have that. Okay. What would you pay for something like that, Dom? Quick, name a second thing you'd never find Dom doing.
I'll go to Scotland. Do I have to stay there?
Yes, you do. Is there anything else I want to tell you? Real quick, there is a survey out this morning talking about the amount of gifts that you get every year and how many of them get wasted. You just don't even use them. That number hits 7.
I feel like that's a full segment for our show.
Could be. Like, I was perusing the shelves in my basement the other day. There's multiple things down there that we've never opened that were very thoughtful gifts for a holiday, and they're just sitting there. And I'm like, what do I do with these? First thing that popped in my mind was white elephant gift for a lot of these.
Sure.
But some of it's like really nice stuff.
Yeah, the story is interesting. I wrote down what's the worst gift you ever received. It doesn't even have to be Christmas, birthday, just the worst gift you ever received. That could be a fun segment.
Probably that A1 steak sauce candle that you gave me. It was really good at the time, but it smelled so bad I had to keep it in the garage.
Well, it was a gag gift anyway, so.
It's pretty good.
Clickbait.
All right, make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this auction of a $10,000 banknote. It's a $10,000 bill from 1934 that went up for auction, and it sold. Somebody paid $480,000 for $10,000.
Wow.
Essentially. It's kind of crazy to see this bill. It's a big one. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.